Hey, Josh, third and seven, your last possession. I think third and seven, third and eight, you run the ball. Doug Martin, do you wish that Coach may have kept the ball in your hands in that situation and get the first down?
You know, at that point in time, it's about getting Philly to burn their timeouts. You know, it came right down to the wire, and, you know, it's one of those things that you can't really go back and second-guess it because stuff works. It's good. If it doesn't work, then – but, no, it's you know, Doug was popping some pretty big runs in that drive as well, so, I mean, you can't go back and second-guess it.
How did you feel about your game today?
I think we started off slow. I think early on missed a couple down the field just by – small margins, but still, we needed to get something going early on, and you know, we weren't able to do that.
Could you sense you were out of rhythm at all in this game?
You know, I felt pretty sharp, pretty locked in. It was just, I mean, a little bit on the post on the middle of the mic, a couple other balls, but it was, you know, it was frustrating, you know, because I felt like we had a great plan. It was just, we didn't have the execution early on.
2-3 weeks in a row now, you guys have been just a couple of plays short. How frustrating is that, knowing you could have won each one of these last two games?
Well, anytime you lose, it's frustrating, no matter what the reason is. But, I mean, today, Philly just found a way to make more plays than us. You know, whether it be the beginning of the game, down the stretch, I mean, it doesn't matter when it happened, but it happened, you know, and we got to find a way to make more plays, score more points. You know, that's what the game's all about, winning and losing. So anytime you lose and lose close, you know, it's going to be rough.
What was it like for you watching that whole thing unfold with seconds left and the fact that you were on the sideline, you couldn't do anything about it?
You know, it's part of the game. You know, you have to find a way to get it so, I mean, it's not that close at the end, you know, but the Eagles, like I said, made more plays and down the stretch found a way to make the plays to win the game.
Talk about Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson. They really got on track, Josh, in the second half.
No question. Both those guys. You know, Vincent had a number of huge catches, including his touchdown. Doug as well, you know, got him running, got him rolling. Broke some tackles, busted some big runs. Mike Williams, I thought the offensive line really cranked it up second half. You know, they answered the call. But, I mean, the facts remain. I mean, it wasn't enough.
Josh. Not just the first half. I mean, what do you think was the source of you guys' issues? I mean,
you know, we were just a little off. You know, taking shots. You know, we were trying to throw it downfield, and you know, the one to Vincent out in front of him, the one to Mike, the guy jumped up and made a play on it. You know, you hit a couple of those, you really got something going. And but you know, first half, I thought our defense did a great job holding them to 10 points. But, yeah, you definitely have to come out and play better in the first half and score more points.
When you look at the execution from the winning streak that you guys had, I mean, how good the execution was, and then you compare it to maybe the last few weeks, I mean, just how big of a difference do you think there is?
You know, it's hard to say because practice, preparation, you know, we've been continuing to push the envelope, you know, to work extremely hard, had a great week of practice, and you know, we just weren't finding the plays downfield that we normally do. And, you know, it's frustrating, but at the same time, it's something that you know that you guys can do, that you're capable of doing. And I wasn't there first half today. We didn't do enough today. But, you know, all we can do is go out and continue to prepare and continue to play.
Josh, I understand this is another NFL team out there, but they had come in, lost 8 straight. Did you feel they may have been a little bit more relaxed? You guys were a little more tense because of the situations that are at hand?
You know, not really. I don't think that we were that tense. Anyways, you know, it's we went out and had a great plan. I had a lot of confidence in our plan, and you know, whatever it was, we were just a hair off. You know, I felt like everybody's focused, everybody's locked in, but there was no tension. Nobody was off kilter in that regard, but you know, it's like you said, it is an NFL team. First half, you would like to have had a couple of those drives back, but you know, bottom line, we got to make more plays. We got to do our job better.
Losing 3 straight will kind of change some people's outlook of this team from where you guys were before. What do you see when you look at where you guys are at this point with 3 weeks left, given the last few weeks? What do you?
And we have 3 games. The one we're focusing on is the next one, the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, after the season is a time for reflection. You know, right now we're going to try to go in and prepare as well as we can and find a way to win our next game.
Were you impressed with Foles, Josh? He was under a lot of heat today. He was running for his life most of the day. I think he got sacked 5 times, but he seemed to keep his poise.
You know, I didn't have an opportunity to really watch him play until the very end, and you know, he made a couple of throws, made some things happen at the end that ultimately won them the game.
Josh, I'm not going to second guess the call, as you said, and Doug Martin is a great player who had a great day. But as a quarterback, whether you're Drew Brees or Peyton Manning, in a 3rd and 7, if you get a first down, you can run that clock out pretty well. It only has a 2-minute warning. Don't you, as a quarterback, want the ball in your hands?
I mean, as a competitor, I think everybody on the team wants it in their hands. You know, say we threw it and we threw it to Vincent, and I mean, didn't work out, then say, you guys think you should have kept it on the ground, or you think Mike should have a chance there, but you really can't second guess it. You know, if they would have called my number, I would have done everything I could have to convert, and you know, we weren't able to do that. I thought it was a great call. I thought Philly did a great job stopping it, and you know, it was. Like you said, it's frustrating to lose, you know, lose 3 straight, lose whatever. But today, but you just got to find a way to get back, you know, get back to playing the type of ball we know we're capable of.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.